Yeah. What a weekend. I mean, all four games come down to the end. All four games, the regulation of all four games end on a field goal in three cases to win a game, in one case to tie a game and then send it to overtime. And as great as the first three games were, you know, and then the Rams-Buccaneers obviously was just a great second half with a big comeback by the Bucs.
Great final 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah. But that game last night, I mean, I don't even know what to say. I think it's...
It felt like we were... Like, honestly, because the time of the day and, like, the whole thing, like, it felt like the Super Bowl.
It did feel like that. I mean, it we said going into the week that they're probably the two best teams in the NFL.
They are.
And after this weekend, I certainly don't feel any different that they are the two best teams in the NFL. If you're a Bills fan, I mean, I don't even know what to say this morning.
I mean, listen, Browns fans have been through it too with the drive, the fumble, the move, and all that stuff. And obviously, you know, the laundry list goes on. I mean, that team's been to four Super Bowls. But that loss has to be one of the most crushing losses in franchise history, because you have a team that could win a championship, like, right now, like this year.
Oh,
they're
absolutely
that good.
Absolutely. The Chiefs are favored by a touchdown over the Bengals. I think it's a little high, but the Bills would have been favored by a touchdown or close to it as well. It was – I mean, that the last 2 minutes of that game, right, so the Chiefs have the long drive to take the lead, and then
there
the Bills
get – 25 points scored in 2 minutes.
In less than 2 minutes, because it started at a minute 50. Right.
Well, that's what. Okay. Well, I'm saying 2 minutes. I mean, it's close enough.
They, you know, they
argue everything.
It's just how many. Like watching that game, I just kept going, "Oh my god!" I think I must have said, "Oh my god!" like 15 times. Like this is
like
absurd.
When he found what's the kid's name? Who had the four touchdowns?
Gabriel Davis.
Unbelievable game.
I mean, It was insane. Like both quarterbacks could not be stopped.
When Allen finds Davis on that 4th and 13 touchdown,
right?
Like, I thought the game was over.
Yeah, there were a few times I thought the game was over. Right when
how do the Bills?
Yeah.
Have, and they get the 2-point conversion, which was amazing. Amazing play by Allen.
Right.
And Diggs.
Yes.
How do they not win the game with 13 seconds?
Right. It's funny because the Bills scored first with a minute 50 to go to take the lead.
Yeah.
But at that point, I'm like, well, this game, they were going nuts. But I'm like, this game's far from over because you got Mahomes and three timeouts. And then the Chiefs score, and they score quick, and they're still like at that, I think it was like a minute to go. And then I thought, this game's probably over, but Josh Allen's really good, and he's got three timeouts, so I don't think it's totally done. And then when Allen scores, as you say, on the fourth down, and they get the touchdown – the 2-point conversion was on the first touchdown that gave them the lead.
Excuse
me,
excuse me. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
The second one, they kicked the extra point. They go up by three again.
Yeah.
And with 13 seconds left, you're like, oh.
It's
like,
hard to keep track of all the scores.
Exactly. You're like, okay, it's probably over. But only with the Chiefs having 13 seconds left, and because they had all their timeouts, I was still like, I still thought there was a chance. Like, you thought the Bills were almost definitely going to win. But two big passes, and it's a reasonable field goal. Now, you know, Butker made it. He had missed two kicks. He missed the 50-yarder right at the end of the first half.
Yep.
And he misses the extra point in the second half when they could have gone up by 10 at the time. But then you knew the way the game had gone. You knew that the coin flip was going to – it's unfortunate, but, you know, we can't complain about it.
Yeah, and today, like, everybody on social media is complaining about overtime rules. And
which we did the same thing when the Patriots beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game 3 years ago.
We've done this for years, and
it sucks.
The overtime rules suck.
Yeah.
Both teams should have a chance to rebuttal.
Yes.
Like, that's it. I don't know why they don't just play another quarter, especially in the playoffs.
I was watching a million different shows today, and I heard I wanted to see if Cowherd said anything about the tweet with you, and he hadn't
with the Baker
the first 2 hours. But like Joy Taylor, at one point goes, "Well, you can't change the rules. They can't keep playing forever." What do you mean they can't keep playing forever?
Sure, they can.
If neither team scored, they would have kept playing, right?
And somebody would have scored, and somebody would have won the game,
right?
My whole thing is like if I think. The NFL overtime rule, and I don't love college, you know, I don't
love
that
rule. But why don't they play matching with regular rules?
just play a quarter.
Or play a quarter, sure. I don't know. That would be good.
Why not why not just play a quarter and just but no coin flip, just continue where the game left off.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea.
It's not that hard. Just play a quarter.
Yeah.
And like the Bills would have got the football to start the fifth quarter.
Right.
And then you see what happens.
Yeah. Or even
and
if
the
they
game
don't
doesn't
do that,
end until 15 minutes is off the clock.
Yeah, I like that. Anything but this. But anyway, the rule is the rule. They knew it going in. The Chiefs got bit by it. They benefited from it this time. You knew the
Josh Allen threw 9 touchdown passes in the postseason and couldn't make the AFC Championship game.
You can't possibly play better over 2 playoff games than Josh Allen did. You can't. I mean, like,
I'm sick for Buffalo fans today. I'm sick.
Yeah, and you can't play
better.
And I am
a Buffalo fan.
Yeah, I know you wanted them to win. It was an amazing game with amazing performances. Both quarterbacks were remarkable.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
I mean, what can you say? They were both absolutely phenomenal. But you knew the defenses had nothing left by the end of that game, and so whoever got the ball was going to win it. That's exactly right. By the way, it didn't matter, but a play or two before the Chiefs won the game, remember Mecole Hardman had that big gain where he got down to like the 10 or the 8 or whatever it was? Remember that big play?
On the reverse? Or
No, it was a pass to Hardman.
And I can't remember all these
Keith,
big plays.
Do you remember that play? Like right before the end of the game. A play
like the one that got him to the 9-yard line?
Yes. It was a long completion and then Hardman ran with it. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but before the Kelce touchdown.
Why did Hardman run out of bounds?
It looked like he could have got to the end zone.
Well, I don't know about the end zone, but he could have got a few. I was screaming at the TV, and I'm like, nobody's going to bring this up, so I have to bring it up. It didn't matter, but go back and watch that play. He just ran out of bounds like they were trying to save clock or something.
Yeah.
Made no sense. I was like, what is he doing? You should be, again,
yeah,
didn't matter.
Guys have brain scoring.
But it drove me nuts that he did that. I would have been so ticked. But anyway. And
hey,
then,
by the way,
yeah.
Congratulations to your Cincinnati Bengals.
Thank you.
Got to be pumped about that win.
I mean, I got to tell you.
Joe Burrow got sacked 9 times.
He was getting killed in that game.
He had literally had no time to throw, but makes the plays.
I mean, they only had 1 touchdown. I get it. But the way he was harassed in that game, and some of it was his fault because he keeps the ball a long time because he thinks he can always make a play. Some of those sacks were on him. No doubt. But a lot of them were not. But
I'll tell you one thing. They're not the Bengals are not going to see a pass rush like they've seen the last couple weeks against Kansas City. Kansas City can't get to him like they did.
No.
Like the Titans.
Even against the Raiders, the Bengals offensive line played decently. It was just a disaster against the Titans.
Harold Landry was like living in the backfield.
Oh my God. I mean, for him to survive and still make the big throws like that throw he makes to Ja'Marr Chase on the after the interception,
the one to get them
set
in
up
range.
The field goal, right? I mean,
great
that
throw.
Was remarkable.
And how's he sit that wide open? By the way,
I don't know.
What's funny?
You know why he was that wide open?
What's that? Go ahead.
Because Burrow knew he had figured out what Tennessee was doing. He knew exactly. The coaches said after the game, Burrow came up to, I don't remember if it was Zach Taylor or one of the other offensive coaches, and said he knew exactly what the Titans, how they were going to defend that last play, and that's why he ran that route, because they knew he'd be open, because they knew what the Titans were going to run. And it was a great throw.
You know what's funny, though, dude, is that in, I think, every game, right? Yeah. So Ja'Marr Chase makes the big play.
Yeah.
Okay. Cooper Kupp makes the big play.
Yep.
Kelce makes the big play.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, how do you – the best players are, like, not only are they open, but they're wide open to help these teams win the game.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of talk about, well, you don't need a great receiver to win. Well, all 4 of these teams, including the Niners, although Deebo Samuel's banged up, I don't know what his status is going to be for next week.
I mean, he said
all
he's
4 of these teams have some great wide receivers. I mean, Ja'Marr
Chase.
T.A.
was right, by the way. T.A. talked about special teams. He said
it was huge.
Packers worst special teams in football.
I mean, my God. If the Niners don't block that punt and score a touchdown, they probably lose.
No, they don't win the game.
Whatever. That's it. There's no style points in the NFL. There's certainly no style points in the NFL playoffs. All that matters is did you win? That's it.
Like, for all the Jimmy Garoppolo haters out there,
yeah.
Dude's going to the NFC Championship game for the second time in his career. and may go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he might. I thought the Rams in their game got very conservative in the second half. I didn't like that. Stafford was killing it. He was playing great.
He played great.
And the Akers fumble was huge, but they got the ball back, and they Cooper Kupp's just remarkable.
Apparently, you know that Cooper Kupp play where he caught the 44-yard pass that set him up? He was supposed to be a decoy on that play. I forget what they said on social media about it, but it was a play where Cooper Kupp was supposed to just run deep and draw attention from the secondary to open some stuff up for other guys underneath, and then Winfield just gets matched up with him and just gets torched.
And Winfield's a good player, obviously.
He's a good player. I don't want to put a safety on Cooper Kupp.
My God. And how about, and then, Tyreek Hill, his touchdown that he got late in the Chiefs game.
How does he not get the taunting call?
Yeah, the rules are so dumb. Eli Apple gets the taunting call in the Bengal-Titan game. We shouldn't have taunting. It's so, it's stupid that the players taunt.
I know, but they should be consistent with it. I mean, he gives the peace sign before he scores.
Which is pretty funny.
He had a defender in front of him, gives the peace sign to Milano, and then runs right past him.
Because he knew he was going to run right past.
I know.
My gosh. We saw this weekend.
It's some of the best football, Adam.
Oh, my God.
That I have ever witnessed in my life.
Yeah. It's incredible. And you look at the quarterbacks in the AFC. Right?
They're so
good.
You saw
what Mahomes and Allen did yesterday.
And there's quarterbacks that aren't even in the playoffs that are really good.
Right. But the top like Lamar and Herbert. Top quarterbacks. No doubt. No doubt. Burrow, Allen, Lamar, Herbert, Mahomes.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's so tough. And
Rodgers will be a Steeler next year. Don't worry.
And Garoppolo's right. The one hope to point to that you don't need an elite quarterback. Because, you like Garoppolo more than me. I think I like him more than some of the haters. I don't hate him.
He's an average quarterback. Yeah, I know. He doesn't put up the big
numbers.
He's an average quarterback, but he's a winner. But he wins,
Adam. He's a winner.
He's a winner.
They're a good team around him. They're great around him.
And they're well coached. Shanahan's a really good coach. Still, for the life of me, can't imagine what that PowerPoint presentation was for him to leave Cleveland. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
He got out of his contract.
Right. He did. By the way, why did the Bills – we're kind of going in and out of all these games. Why did the Bills and the Buccaneers not squib kick after they scored?
I don't know. I also don't know. Like, the one team that did it in the past was Harbaugh's Ravens, where they tackle the wide receivers and make them just they take the penalty.
Right.
I don't know why the Bills didn't just tackle all the wide receivers on that when 8 seconds were to go in the game. Instead of letting Kelsey down the seam, they're guarding the sideline, and Kansas City had a timeout.
It was weird. And you need to tackle them right away so it's not pass interference. So it's like holding and not pass interference.
Yeah, it's got to be within 5 yards, so it's a holding penalty. Yeah.
Right. But
but who cares? Then the Chiefs would have had one untimed down.
That's right.
Which would be a Hail Mary situation.
Right. And by the way, they should change the rule so you can't do that. They should put more time on the clock.
It's a loophole.
But it's not
the case now. Teams are dumb. Take advantage of it.
I don't understand. I thought Brian Daboll got a little conservative even in that. And believe it or not, as many points as the Bills scored, I thought there were times he got a little – I didn't understand that one time when the Bills ended up punting on fourth down. Like, I know
yeah,
it's
I,
your
I didn't, yeah, I didn't get it either.
You got Josh Allen. I mean, they're not stopping him for – and why would you ever – like on a third and short, the play before that, they ran the ball like a traditional run. That's just crazy. On third with that quarterback, I'm like – I'm throwing or I'm running him. Nobody's stopping him for less than 1 yard. Same with Mahomes. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not giving it to – Devin Singletary's done a nice job down the stretch. I'm not interested in him having the ball in a huge play in a huge moment. I'm keeping it in Josh Allen.
How about the throw, the howitzer on Allen on the one throw to Davis, the touchdown? It was like in the third quarter maybe? I think it was the third quarter. Yeah, third quarter. It was like the ball must have been in the air for like 60 yards. Do you remember the throw down the middle of the field?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was the 70-something yard touchdown to
Davis, right?
To Davis, yeah.
That was one of the greatest throws I've ever seen.
That throw was absurd.
Absurd.
He is as much as I think Mahomes is still a hair better overall than Josh Allen, a hair. The slightest hair.
Yeah.
That only Josh Allen can make that throw.
Mahomes had that one little sidearm toss to Tyreek Hill, which was impressive. But I don't know that there is a player in the NFL with a stronger arm than Josh Allen.
I feel like he could throw it from goal line to goal line if he had to.
Yeah, but he's accurate, Adam.
He has become. He wasn't in college. He wasn't when he first came out. And he's gotten, obviously the last 2 years, he's been extremely accurate.
Man.
He's remarkable.
Yeah, you got to feel good if you're a Bills fan. You got your franchise quarterback.
Do you believe in the beginning of the season?
I know.
Who's better, Josh Allen or Baker?
Oh, I know. God. I mean, the most disheartening thing about that whole thing, and not to, derail this to Browns talk, but, watching those games, and outside of Garoppolo, just watching the quarterback play, we need so much better at the position. You have to have a great quarterback, and the AFC is stacked. They're stacked.
It's tough.